Evan.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll tell you, you can always tell how important something is by asking the Yetzirah. You're not chosh of something, it's also the Yetzirah. You'll see Erev Shabbos, Friday night in the winter. The Yetzirah works very hard to make sure. But there's a klal that there's a certain amount of ashpor that comes into the world every day. If there's 100 people, it gets divided by 100. If there's 10, it gets divided by 10. So you come to the Beis Midrash on a day like today, most people are not going to come. Maybe I'm being unfair to the tzibur. About, you'll see, usually Zayis Chanukah is a bit of a shvacha day. Why? Because the Yetzirah knows Mazi Zayis Chanukah, and he knows how much ashpor there is. So if you come in, you get the extra ashpor.
Thank you very much.
The Yiddush is Chanukah, what you can achieve on Rosh, what the Tzaddikim can achieve on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, and Am Haaretz can achieve on Zayis Chanukah.
Now we know what we are.
Yeah, what do I need to do?
I wasn't talking about.
What do I need to do?
Only those laughing counts.
Zayis Chanukah is the final chasima for Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. If a person feels that he wasn't Matzliach Rosh Hashanah Yom Hashanah Rabbah, he can misaken it on Zayis Chanukah. You have to do tshuva, you have to but it's the simcha, it's the mi'ava. Rosh Hashanah Kippur is mi'ira. Zayis Chanukah is mi'ava.
Why?
It says. That's because you still got too much Christianity in you. That's why you still think and talk
about yesterday.
If you
we weren't learning yesterday.
As the Mishnah said, in Oved es chasima mamtinin ad achag. If somebody lost his chasima when you went to the Beis Hamikdash, they gave you chasima. You paid for the offering you bring. What did you do if he lost it? He lost his chasima. The Mishnah says mamtinin ad achag. But the derech remez. If you lost your chasim on Yom Kippur, mantinin ad hachag, ad is gematria 74. And 74 days from Hashanah Rabbah to Zayis Chanukah. It says, if somebody feels he lost his...
That's cool.
But why dafkon Chanukah is Ava, I'll tell you why. You tell me, but I'm not doing what I'm supposed to be doing. So let me tell you a few things about Chanukah, and it has to do with Ad as well. Ad is loshen oid. Oidius, but there's more. There's some interesting observations about Chanukah. First of all, the Chachili, you should light it below 10 kol. On the left side. Yeah. Where did they find the Pach Shemen? In the middle of the worst tumor defilement, shokos. That's where they found the one little stickle of oil. It's in the worst mess. Below 10, the Gemara tells us, Ashkina lo yered tachat Asorah, the Shindan double out 10, Chanukah does. On the left side is always a side of din, of tumor, of negativity. That's why we duff the light. And there's always, always more. No matter how bad the situation is, no matter how bad you look, no matter how bad you feel about yourself, there's oidios, there's oid. I'm tinning ad is 74. There's always more. When you think you've got nothing left, when you think you've hit rock bottom, you always have more. Imagine if had the Hashmonim come to the Beis Hamikdash, seen the tumor, seen the mess, seen the defilement, and said, Rabbeisah, go home. They went looking and they found, because we all have that inside of ourselves. Yaakov Avinu made sure that we would always have that. You know, when you move home, see the few little odds and ends that aren't worth anything, you leave them there, and take them with. Yaakov Avinu went back over the river to go get the little few pachim katani. Those pachim katani, one of them was the pach katnet that's only the Beis Hamikdash. Yaakov Avinu made sure that no matter what happens to Klal Yisrael, that's what happened in the fight. I'm not going to it now, but on the milchoma that he had with the Sar of Esav, have a look at the Rashi. There's an interesting dialogue that takes place. The Malach says, soon you're going to come to Beis El, and I'll be there, and Hashem will change your name, and he'll give you a brocha. And I'll be there, and I'll be moided to the brocha. And Yaakov Avinu says, now, I want the brocha now. And the Malach starts crying and pleading, no, please wait. And Yaakov says, I'm not letting you go until you get a brocha now. What was that machlokes about? Similar idea. Similar idea. When we're on Har Carmel, being Eved Abal, Yaakov saw that was going to happen. I need the brocha now. I need the brocha when we're on Memte Shari Tuma. That's where I need the brocha. Not when we get to Beis El and we're perfect and everything's fine and we're all the bits are deep. No, when we pochus me as a tfochi, when on the left side, when the Beis Hamikdash is meshukat, metame, that's where we need the chasim of the Kohen Gadol. That's where we need the brocha. That's our. That's Zois Chanukah. That's the remez there. And tinin ad hachag, ad means oid. No matter how low it is, no matter how bad it is, there's always more. Go look inside.
What's the other joke?
The other joke? Huh?
One was the
oil kind of
the other.
I don't know. I don't know. No. Just I needed the one for Hanukkah. The rest, I don't know. I don't know. Anyway, that answer your question. That's why Zoyz Chanukah is the Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, Rosh Hashanah Rabbah, but it's Ba'avo instead of Yira. It's not Nidin, it's Mirachami. We're on the Kuf Yud Aleph. We started speaking a little bit about what's called unconditional giving, what Avraham Avinu discovered, the ability to give kviyachol to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the yesod that giving has to be unconditional, not tolu, and what's going on outside of me. It's a pneumistic decision that I make. So right at the bottom of the page, benukudazu tmunin. On this point, this was the enormous chiddush that Avraham Avinu was revealed to us. And that is, Shakodesh Baruch Hu, Kaviyochul, Manyen Shishchayv Letetlo Lelo Tnai, if Shechav Nubar is Advarim Leo. Because Bochu wants us to give to him kaviyochol unconditionally, as we mentioned at length above. Ritzon shel Kosh Bochu la'hitiv lad u'mekiven shetachlis atayve hi adveikus bo yisparach. Hashem wants to give to us. What's the greatest gift he can give us? Is to be close to him, to be part of him. U'mekiven shetova gemuri atova shein imo bo yisparim. There's one more thing you need, and that has to be a tova where there's no embarrassment in the receiver. The receiver shouldn't feel embarrassed because he's getting things for nothing. Therefore, Kodesh Baruch Hu created a system in which he, Kaviyochol, needs us. And we've explained that many times what that need is. He wants to give. But he can only give the ultimate good. The ultimate good requires you to earn it. So he needs you to earn it in order for you to give. Chazal bito zois b'milim Yisrael mefarnesim la'avim b'shel shamayim. The lashon of Chazal in this aspect, hard to understand this lashon. You'll see, Yisrael mefarnesim la'avim b'shel shamayim. V'anu sheniten lo kaviyocho mashu tzarich mi'itanu, v'az yaitiv lanu keneged zeh atov v'nitzchis. Hashem needs us kaviyochol to mefarnesim. What does it mean, parnasa? To give you what you need. What does Hashem need kaviyochol? To give to me. That's what gives birth to the lanos al Hashem, lisanig al Hashem lanos mizim shkinosay. Shezu tachlis kol ha'idunim shaboylam. That is the purpose of the world. That's an awesome, myridika, unbelievable, nifladika system. That's the system that we can get the greatest good that we can achieve. Hashem turns to every Jew in the singular and says, my precious child, my only child, Va'aftes Hashem Elokecha b'chol levavcha v'chol nafshecha v'chol ma'odecha. Heard that before? Yeah, Kabbalah. Ani mevakesh mimcha she'tehye ne'eman u'mosu li b'kol tanai. I want you, please, I'm asking you, please, be faithful to me and give over to me under all conditions. B'shnei yetzercha, with both your yetzers. B'afilin noit les nafshecha, even if I take your life. And every measure that I measure you with, every nisoin, every struggle, every battle, tomid b'kol matziv tiyeh mukhan lishmol l'mani al ha-toyer b'mitzvahs u'b'schuz zeis lishat tomid kshurim yachod. When you're keeping, we saw the Ramchal in the breakfast shiur, Derech Hashem, when you're keeping Torah and mitzvahs, you're in the beam, you're in the light. Hashem shining this light down, you step into the light, you step out of the light. Torah mitzvahs keeps you in the light. Without Torah mitzvahs, you step out of the light. And then we're always together. We have the Haris Bonim. Hashem shines the light. We reflect the light back. Hashem's talking. Yeah. Where do you see that? Lamani. Yeah. For me. Yeah, because I want to give. I want that keshi with you more than you want. Now, you'll tell me. This idea, what we've just said now, we don't get it. It's hard for human seichel to grasp this. It's very hard to grasp this seichel. Why? Because what does an infinite, all-powerful, all-knowing God need from me? You know, he loves me, he cares for me, whatever. Do me a favor. Get real. Yeah, you know. Yeah, but the Lord tafsu doesn't grip us. Yesh tzarich be'imuna. We went into the sugya of imuna. We don't know what we're talking about, but claim lahamin believe she'achein ka'achein pe'advori. We have to have imuna. That's what it is. That's what Chazal teaches. That's what Hashem told us. That's what we have to know. So lovely, Rav Biderman. Come and say to Rav Biderman, yeah, I know what it says about Rosh Chanukah or whatever. I just don't feel it. You know, Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, it's hard not to feel. Rosh Chanukah is a little bit hard to, you know, get the feeling, you know. So Rav Biderman said to me, there was a building, whatever. Had to get to the 100th story, 100th floor, in Manhattan, big buildings, whatever. He gets it, he pushes 100 in the elevator. It's one of these very fast elevators, yeah? Couple of seconds, door opens. I say to him, get out. He says, Pavos, I need to get to the 100th floor. I tell him, this is the 100th floor. He says, well, I know my geesh. I don't feel like I'm on the 100th floor. They're so quick. Hey, what do you care what you feel? You're on the 100th floor, get out. That's Imuna. I know my geesh, it doesn't make sense. Well, you know, look, you're on the 100th floor, get out. You don't feel it, but you know that you're beyond Teva. Today's a day that mamash, you transcend Teva. You can pull down from Shemaim whatever you want. As you don't feel it, as well. So you're on the 100th floor. Go take what you can. Many things like that in Yiddishka. You don't always feel it. It's one of the Geras, I can't remember, it was the Imre Emes asked the Sfas Emes. So one of them asked the father, Abba, what should I do if I don't have Cheshek to learn? He said, so you learn without Cheshek. There are lots of things we think. If I don't have Cheshek to learn, I can't learn. You know, if I don't have Koyach, I can't go. You know, Ramaran Leib asked of Nossen Caesar. So, shortly before he was Nifta. Zogme, you still have Koyach for all your travels and whatever. Nossen Caesar was a sick man, whatever. You still have Koyach for all your journeys going overseas. He said, I've been going without Koyach for a long time. I don't have Koyach. I go without Koyach. We think, you don't feel it. So what? To do it without feeling. You know the MS. That's Imuna. That's what we need here. We don't feel like we're giving Hashem anything. We don't feel like Hashem needs us. We don't feel like Hashem loves us. I love Hashem. No, doesn't matter. You don't feel it, but you know the Imuna is, you know that it has to be that way. That's about as polite as you can get. They thought that what Avraham Avinu was talking about was shtus, the hevel. So don't feel bad if you try and sell this to somebody who tells you talking shtiyot. Don't tell this to your kids that they're talking shtiyot. Sadder. We've been insulted like that before. Avraham Avinu also had to listen to that. Kate said you're talking the tetla korosh bochum. The Yosemite Kachlaz, Lemish, a Kosh Bochum, Tsarich, Shenitan Lolo Notnaim, to be so brazen as to say that Hashem needs us to give to Him unconditionally. We have to love Him. The Divreim Adova Loyal El Adas. Wasn't Shaykh Noach, didn't happen either. Achlomota Kola Piemuna Zu, Tzad Avram Avinu Neged Koloilom. Avram Avinu with this Imuna went against the whole world. Vaya Yochid Olachain Korolo Avram La Kodesh Bohu Avram Oyavai. Kodesh Bohu calls Avram Oyavai. That's somewhere we know that I haven't got it right. So the whole world's telling you you're wrong and it's shtiyot and whatever. Abraham understood it had to be that way. It says in the Mishnah in Pekah Avos, Perek Aleph Mishnah Beis, Al Shleish Dvarim Oilam Oimed Al HaToyre Val Avoyde Val Gimilas Chesodim. Oilama shall call you the Oimed Al Gimel Yusaydus Eilu. A person's entire life, we mentioned this in many different aspects, always is made up of three primary aspects. Jew's life is based on those three things. And that's Avram, Yitzhak, and Yaakov. We spoke about it in terms of relationships. There's only three relationships, primary relationships that you'll ever have. There's any other relationships outside of those three? In the same way, there's nothing in your life outside Torah, Avodah Gemilas Chesodim. That's entire Jew's existence. And it's a lot. Everything you're doing can fit into one of those three categories. Either Torah, Avodah, or Gemilas Chesodim. Avram is Omod HaChesed. Yitzhak Omod HaAvodah, V'Yakov Avinu Omod HaTorah. Shlosh Yosoidus Eilu, Magibilim Gam LiYisrael. These three Yosoidus, which are archetyped in Avram, Yitzhak, and Yaakov, also include Kol Klal Yisrael. That's represented also in what's called Yisrael, Torah, and a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Avram Avinu keneged Yisrael, Yitzhak keneged Kutsh Brich Hu, ki v'chines avoyde, v'Yaakov keneged a Torah od pam. Kamul Yisrael haim keneged Avram Avinu. Ki Avram Avinu ha'rishon shemimenu tchila kedushas Yisrael. The culmination of that was when Yaakov was called Yisrael. But it started with Avram Avinu. Hachel mimenu, hefsakne liyois b'nai noyach, we stopped being b'nai noyach, who are rishon shegile es reimimus kedushas Yisrael. He was the first one to reveal the transcendent, elevated nature of kedushas Yisrael. Varishon shehevi neitiv ma kodesh bochu chofetz laksig miabriya shevorom. And he was the first one that understood what a kodesh bochu wants from us. What do you want from this bria? Ma ata tzarich et? Maya tachlisa shel bria? What's the purpose of the bria? Ushaika mechaven bohu Yisrael oyver Hashem. That the ika is this thing called Yisrael oyver Hashem, the fifth level of the bria. Doimem tzomayach chaya medave. That's nice, but that's not the purpose of the bria. The purpose of the bria is Yisrael oyver Hashem, the fifth level. Who are rishon shegila esaimune begudushis Yisrael? Who connected Yisrael? He's the first one that's Megala, what's called Kedushas Yisrael, and therefore he's connected Yisrael. Kesha miyuchad ze, sheben Avram Avinu l'am Yisrael yitbei la'alad v'hachova. This unique relationship that Avram Avinu has with Klal Yisrael, we'll explore further. Perek test, we start getting much more halacha l'maisa. Up to now, we've been dealing with Ashkofas, with our deals, with the principles. We'll see what this has to do with us. Perek Tes is called Nisyoin Haimuna B'Dor HaAcharon. We are, no doubt, the Dor HaAcharon. Whichever way you want to cut this cake, we're pretty close to the end. 200 and how many years left? Good math. Very simple. Pei Gimel. We're in Pei Gimel. So, 270 years or whatever. 217 years until it has to come to the end. Maybe we made a mistake along the way, whatever. If it doesn't happen straight away, we'll still be Jewish here after Chometz Chaim. What will be if Mashiach doesn't come by the 6,000th year? We said, bleib the Yid. We'll stay Jewish. It's the same as when Moshe never came after 40 days. You have to accept that you might have made a mistake.
Imagine each time I pull the bucket with the tears, and you ask my question, I'll take my keep, I throw it away and go eat a cheeseburger. I remember it stuck with me.
Who said that?
This older bucker who was too
old. Oh, the older bucker? Yeah, well, he's an idiot.
I know. I was very.
You're supposed to learn from what happened in Asina for the 40 days. That's what your Torah is worth to you. Mashiach doesn't come exactly when you thought it was supposed to come. You made a mistake. Throw your whole Yiddish cup away. Nebuch. Take his kippah and throw and eat a cheeseburger. That's what he's living for. That's what he's living for. He's living for a cheeseburger, not to wear a kippah. Shame. Well, we've got 2 minutes. Let's start. Let's try and understand. He wrote a whole sefer on this, by the way, and it's based a lot of these yosodos. Let's see. We base midrashim shel tzaddiki eilyon mukubal ki b'nisoyin ha'emuna b'doreinu yitzalchu la'alois im yadayim me'umatzot shel kirois yishorim. What does that mean? That you have to come up with your hands strengthened of kirois yishorim. It's like a figure of speech. Like Kirus Yeshorim is like straight walls. I don't know exactly know how to.
With oil.
With oil. Let's try and see if we can see what he wants from us. Lord Ivraim Nanaseli is boy and love in mine akudas and he's saying with the radio mani dolish neman. Amen. What's the Nisoin, this last Nisoin, and what's expected of us? In the Gemara in Saita, Chazal tell us, the Ikfas in the Mashiach, Malchus, the Hafoch, the Minus. In Ikfas in the Mashiach, Malchus, the Musag of Malchus, what it means practically and also what it means in Pnimius, will be turned into heresy, to Minus. Kfira. A Kfira tispashet bo'ilam b'kol ois. Kfira will spread in the world with all its strength. And the Kodesh Baruch Hu will be forgotten from the hearts of men. Rahman al-Tzlan. We're so used to living in a world without Hashem, without a God. We take it for granted, but it was 100 years ago, there wasn't the case. Not everyone was righteous, not everyone was pure, but everybody believed in some way or another in God. You know, they might not have behaved according to what their religion demanded of them. I'm sure down south, you know, in the Mississippi Delta, they were very Christian. I'm sure they weren't behaving very Christian, but not the point. The point is, there was a concept of God, and God played a central role in people's lives. Hashem says to Amram Avinu, Yoichel Yiyu Chaismin Bakula, Talmud Leime Vahaya Brocha, Bacha Chaismin. You might think that we're going to end off the 6,000 years Bakula, I mean everybody. Talmud Leime Vahaya Brocha, Bacha Chaismin. Not true. It's going to be with you. Chazal are telling us that the nishoinus we're going to have before Mashiach comes, you're going to need Avram Avinu's koiches, because it's going to be Avram Avinu's nishoin, the nishoin of Imuna. Sadik be'emunoshe yichye. Zu oise imuna shegil Avram Avinu ki bishvili nivra ha'oilom. That's Hashem will carry it on. Tomorrow, this is very important, but everything you dig up to now is starting to come to a head here. We nearly finished. We'll start with Yitzchak, but we have to first get through Avram.